Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
That animation, that was fun. Welcome back to Morning Footy, everybody. Copa America, Euros coming up, and we know that you've got questions, so we're going to answer them in our Tuesday mailbag. Are you guys ready? We got Chelsea back at the desk with us, so that's how you know it's going to be good stuff here as we set out to satisfy your deepest and most burning questions that you have. And we're going to start with _Timothy.K. I don't know if that's how I should be reading y'all's apps, but I will do it that way. How does the U.S. winning Nations League benefit them coming up in, I'm going off the wrong thing. Okay, this is at Melv_is_alright. Who do you guys think will win the Euros? Nigel, that one's coming your way.
I would say the French are the favorites, in my opinion, with the talent that they have, the experience that they've got, World Cup. The French are the favorites. England are up there as well.
Who are you picking?
I'll say the French.
Okay.
Pick one.
That's
who
you. That, if you had to put money on it, you'd put it on the French?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Euros.
Well, you saw them play the other day?
Okay, it's a friendly building up to it. Lack of leadership, but still the French are the favorite. When you look at it, come tournament time. There's a different mentality when you're in that tournament to building up to that tournament. It's a different pressure, different adrenaline rush. But you're the French, for me, are the favorite with the squad and talent they have.
All right. Nigel, I like it. Second question comes from Thomas Dew. 4232. Again, I hope I'm reading these right, doing y'all some justice. Can Argentina repeat this summer as Copa America champs? What do you think?
It's going to be difficult. Let's see if there's a little bit of a hangover from winning the World Cup. Look, they're coming in as world champions. Messi's getting a little bit older. Are they still going to rely on him, you know, sort of lean on him a little bit in that sense? Are the players around him really just going to be put in place to sort of protect him and to help get him playing at a high level? Or are they going to go for a stronger 11, if you can consider that, that simply play on their own, maybe don't need Messi, and he can come in spots? I think, and obviously his health is a big consideration as well. I think that's going to be the big question. Do they have the talent? Absolutely. They are an absolutely incredible team. They play at a high level. I expect that everyone is going to come in thinking they're the team to beat. Let's see what happens, though. It's a little bit expanded, too. It's on American soil. I don't know.
Argentina have not won back-to-back since 1991, 1993. That's a tough challenge.
And Brazil's looking strong. Uruguay's
Uruguay,
really good team.
Colombia. Yep. There's more competition.
Also, America's there, bro.
That's right.
You forgot US. No, don't give it to Nigel. He had the floor there. He'd even say USA.
I let everybody else take it.
Yeah.
You missed it.
The striker just assisted.
They're going to get up there. If we get a nine playing, if Florian Balogun gets hot, We have a chance. There's no doubt in my mind.
You think it comes down to his performance?
We need a consistent goal scorer. And, you know, this is always in a tournament. If a player gets hot, you know that you can ride that for at least a couple wins.
I don't look at Argentina's favorites, though.
No?
That question, though. I don't think they will do it.
Who's
your favorite? Yeah.
My favorite, I would have to say I'll put Brazil in there.
Yeah, they have a lot to prove. They'd have to have a really strong group stage for me to consider them favorites.
Okay.
I mean, it's Brazil, so they're going to be in the top three.
Brazil always gets to that point, but it's like they don't have that final, they don't have like that grand finale where it's like they just, I don't know. So something happens to
them. I would still say Brazil were the favorites for me, but I look at the likes of Colombia, Uruguay,
and the US.
Ecuador,
yeah.
And US being able to be problematic.
Do you have a dark horse?
We're still friends now.
Do we have any dark horses?
Uruguay.
I have a dark horse for Euros.
Uruguay.
Yeah, I think Uruguay.
I think Portugal is the dark horse for Euros.
Ooh.
We've got a question for Brian McBride. So let's open up the mailbag and see what it says.
Why do you hate America?
Yeah, Brian.
Wait, Alexis Guerrero? So you just wrote that one in? Okay. Gabriel _Bernal_8 wants to know Chile, Peru, or Canada? I don't know if he's asking where he wants to go on vacation or what.
Is this
but
for to get out of the group?
To get out of the group Argentina. A with Argentina.
Yeah. For me, it's going to be Chile. Peru has come on a little bit of late, but Chile's just a stronger side.
All right. Anyone have any disagreements with that?
I think the way Canada plays, and I want to see a little bit more after the John Herdman era, but I do want to see if they continue to play the ability to be able to hit you on those wings with players like, Jonathan David is probably one of the best nines in this competition, and then you've got Alfonso Davies.
Partners with him.
Yeah. I mean, there's some special players. I think Canada could sneakily make it out of the group. I wouldn't trust them in a knockout competition, but in the group stage, I think they could finish number two.
I agree with the OG there. I would have to say Chile.
Okay.
The OG.
I would have to say Chile.
Right.
Yes, because Canada, I think,
island.
They
wow.
still lack that experience.
That's where I want to be.
On that level.
It's experience. It's also that real
mindset.
Bit of quality in that final third, man. This tournament is going to be open. Latin American teams are going to be very competitive. They're going to be physical. They know all the tricks of the trade, and it comes, like you Chelsea said, the experience part of it. They will do all types of things to put you off your game, and it's about being mentally strong. And then when you get those moments, you do have to take them and be a lot more clinical.
It's also,
the individuality aspect of it would be surprising for a lot of the Canadians because they're so used to being a European structure. But when you place players from Chile and all these different players, they're more individually based. So the structure might be disturbed.
I definitely agree with you. When you play teams from South America, they have that mindset where they mix that street ball with also the European style because most of them are playing overseas. So when you play against these teams, you're going against the pulling, the little things that they do in the field that you don't really see on the camera, you don't catch on the camera, but they get you out of your game.
And let's not forget Canada plays against El Salvador, Honduras. You know what I mean? Come on. They've experienced some of the darker arts. CONCACAF ain't soft.
But then
it's not
soft. But then it's getting into the little higher quality.
Yes.
And across all positions.
Yeah.
Not to disparage anybody in our region, but it's just a little technically better with all the dark arts.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that, this competition is going to be played in the summer months. Do you think the heat's going to affect any teams more than others?
No.
Because everybody's
no.
used to it.
Everyone
it's not like,
everyone
it's not like Europeans.
Be
that'll be a question come World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
The only disadvantage to playing here is that Bolivian home games aren't going to be touching clouds or above the clouds. That's the only advantage. That is a massive advantage for them. That ball bounces like a Super Bowl.
It really does, and it goes really fast. Yes.
Yeah. Just let them go play
it's
in Colorado.
It's terrible for a defender.
Let them go play in Colorado.
No, it's not. Nowhere near the same.
I know.
Yeah.
I even just doing sideline reporting in Colorado would get like lightheaded. I wasn't even running around. So
that's funny.
Maybe that says something about the gym routine that I'm lacking at
the
moment.
Treadmill.
Colorado and Bolivia are totally different. Like our dry cleaning bills, just totally. The ratio.
Just the altitude aspect
of it.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Okay.
Jeez.
Keep it down over there. Okay, we've got the Colombia perspective here at the desk with Chelsea former footballer for Colombia. And this is our final mailbag question coming your way here. So at G Money 2098.
Perfect name for a Colombian question.
Wants to know, what are your expectations for Colombia?
Well, listen, right now Colombia is making history. This is the longest unbeaten streak for any South American team. This can go both ways. It can go really well if they go in with their head down to do the work, or it can go bad if they go in overly confident and they just don't do anything. But right now we're seeing a completely different style of Colombia where they're not taking 1,000 touches and not going forward. Now they're attacking, they're getting in between lines, they're defending. We're seeing a completely different style because they have the players. And they also have depth as subs because they have at least 12 players on as subs that they didn't use, Quintero, Asprilla, where they're dangerous. So it's going to be a good match.
I would say for me with Colombia, what I see in this team now is a lot more discipline. Like Joe said, they're a lot more direct, but their strengths are their wingers. For me, this Colombia team now is Luis Diaz's team, because Luis Diaz is playing sensational football for Liverpool and also doing it at the international level. When you've got a winger like Luis Diaz, old school winger style, and then also Arias on the other side who plays at Fluminense, them two are the real strength of this Colombia team.
I'm also going to say James, man. You got him playing again. You got him feeding the ball. He's dialed the clock back a little bit. I don't know if he's got 90 minutes in him still. But
he doesn't have 90
minutes. You can't start him. He can come on to be maybe a difference maker.
Yes, and that's why they brought Quintero in, because Quintero can play the same style as James to feed those balls. Mm. Now, Lucho Diaz, he has been successful because he has players like James to feed him the balls that he needs, and also go ahead, check in to receive it and switch the ball.
Right.
So I think, I mean, we're
seeing... If Luis Diaz had to check all the way back to get the ball, he's not as effective as he is getting a perfect pass, attacking that defender.
I'm so excited seeing this.
This is a lot of new team playing.
So
wait, great.
Hopefully. What's the expectation?
They're winning.
Oh. Damn, there was no hezzy. No hezzy.
I'll be calling you today at 6 p.m. Right,
you heard that
vibration.
You heard that, G Money, 2098.
Yes, G Money.
I feel like that's actually just Chelsea's burner account.
Chelsea's like, I got some thoughts.
Yeah.
Let me fire these off real quick. Well, great stuff. Hopefully, we answered all of your questions with this week's mailbag. And be sure to submit your questions for next week's Tuesday mailbag.
CBS Monday.
Federal agents!
Hands where we can see them!
NCIS Hawaii is back.
About to set it all on fire.
New criminals to catch.
Armed robbery, aggravated assault, murder.
And new investigations to be solved.
These guys were good, but even masters make mistakes.
Vanessa Lachey and featuring LL Cool J.
Violin Island, you got it.
Welcome to paradise.
A new NCIS Hawaii, Monday, 10/9 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.